Hi there, I'm Pat.
And I'm Becky Stone.
And this is The Green Prince Companion, Volume 1, A Bounty of Friends. Every 3 months, we mail ourselves to you in the pages of Green Prince, The Weeder's Digest. We thought it'd be fun now to do something special, to make a CD of some of our favorite stories so you can listen to and enjoy them whenever you want. You know, Becky, we've been making this magazine now for 16 years.
16 years? Has it been that long?
Yep, since March of 1990. I remember, it was my last day at my real job, assistant editor of Mother Earth News magazine. I finished up, cleaned out my desk, and went over to Good Impressions, a local printer.
Where the whole family gathered together so we could collate the very first issue of Green Prince.
That's right. We had all four of our kids there. Nate?
He was 10.
Jesse?
She'd just turned 7.
Sammy?
Who was 4. And Tucker?
Who was 0, just half a year old.
He wasn't much help. I just carried him on my back in the backpack. But the rest of us worked our way around and around that table, collating the pages of that first issue, sticking on its green cover, and stapling them all together, getting it ready for our very first subscribers.
Ah, it's a good memory. But enough of such ancient history. Let's move on to the first issue of this new endeavor, starting with a story by Martine Caselli. Martine comes from Stony Brook, New York, and is my favorite non-contributing editor. By which I mean that I'm always delighted when I get a story from her in the mail. But these days, they are few and far between. This charming tale comes from Green Prince 41, the spring of 2000, and is called Don't Worry, Dear.